mitzvah obviously is from Parshas the end of the Devarim. But the Parsha Mot we'll look at it will be the end of Beshalach. Terrace at the end of Beshalach, Vayavoy Amalek, Vayilachim, Im Yisrael, Verfidim. Vayyemer Meshul Yeshu, Becharlon, Vanoshim, Tzeli Lachim, Amalek. Mochar Anini Tzav, Arayish Agiva, Umate, Elohim, Biyodi. Vayas Yeshu, Kasher Amalek, Moshe, Lilachim, Amalek. Moshe, Aram, Nuchor, Olu, Reish Agiva. The middle of the Pasuk Tes. The beginning discusses with his name as Hosea Yeshua. But let's start with Vatam. The middle of Pasuk Tes, Vatam Shetziva Moishes Yeshua Lilachem Amalek, Ba'avur Sheyispalhu B'Nesiyas Kapayim L'Reish Agiva. The Olo Shom Kadesha Yiris Yisrael Nochamim the Yisim Einar Elaim L'Toyim. So it says so Ramban's question is, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu lead the fight? Why did he send Yeshua to lead the fight? So he says because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven. B'Nesiyas Kapayim Al Reish Agiva. So this Parsha of Amalek is the beginning of many, many concepts for us. The Ramban will say later on it's the beginning of the concept of Nesiyas Kapayim. So if you want to understand Duchening, you have to come back to this Parsha. And then he says, "Va'olo Hashem kedei sheyires Yisrael nacham." He should be able to see Klal Yisrael fighting. The Yosim eino aleihem l'toyva. That's a phrase that Ramban has. Simas ayin l'toyva. Ramban has this phrase in the beginning of Bamidbar, where the Ramban discusses the counting of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says there that one of the major accomplishments in counting Klal Yisrael is that every Jew gets to meet Moshe and Aaron. And he runs style and he dramatizes that when every Jew met Moshe and Aaron, it wasn't Stam, they didn't just write down how many people. And Moshe and Aaron inquired about every single family. And wanted to know what was happening with the kids, what the kids were, and what they were doing. So he says, what's the point of that? That's simas eino shel adam gadol. Having an adam gadol attentive to a person is the source of a bracha. This is in Klal Yisrael, the Ramban, according to Ramban, in Klal Yisrael, this is the beginning of the concept of a tefillah of an adam gadol, the bracha of adam gadol. Ramban he begins the concept by describing that that's what was happening during the counting. So Ramban says this idea, Yosin Eimei Aleim L'Toiva, began with Moshe Rabbeinu. This is also the beginning, this whole Mahalach is the beginning of the concept of the Rebbe, the Tzaddik and Chassidus. The Chassidim developed the idea in practical and concrete ways. But the idea precedes Chassidus. The Ramah writes that if God forbid a person is ill, so Yelech El Etz L'Chochom Shebe'ir. What is L'Chochom Shebe'ir? What does that have to do? Korav Hashem L'Chol Korav. So the idea stems back to this Ramban. You see from Moshe Rabbeinu who said, no, there's a special Koyach and Tefillah of an Adam Gadol. Simas Eino Shel Adam Gadol. The Ramban says, this is where the first time we see it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu let Yeshua? Because apparently there was a certain Koyach and Tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu had that Yeshua didn't have. The Koyach HaMelchama, apparently, The Koyach HaMelchama, that apparently Moshe did not excel over Yeshua in Koyach HaMelchama. Apparently. Or if he did, that wasn't what had to happen this one. But the Koyach HaTzfilah, Moshe Benu excelled. Right? Koyach of Simas Einai. And in terms of the history of Klal Yisrael's Machshavas, you find various Gemaras. But in the early writings of the Hasidim, they hark back to this to the Ramban in Bamidbar. There's a Mahalach of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer explains Al Pi Derech Niglo, what is the Koyach of Tfilas Adam Godol? The Chasam Sofer explains that it is the empathy of an Adam Godol that creates the Zchus. The greatness of the Chacham Shebeir, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, is that he inquired, even with all of his greatness, he inquired about every single person in the Yoyal. He was concerned about it. Some say that that's the schus. It's not that in pure terms, the expression of tefillah of an Adam Gadol is greater than the expression of tefillah of a lesser person. That's Kairah Shalachol Kairah. Anybody has the right, has the ability to be a spell. But when a person goes to Chochmah, when a chassid goes to the Rebbe, and it bothers the Rebbe, Kehilah, it's part of his mishpacha, so that's such a koyach, that's such a schus, that becomes the schus HaTfilah. That's the chassid of Pshat. So this again, just from a history of ideas, this begins in this parsha. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not take them, not fight? Why couldn't he lead the battle? Why did he let Yeshua do it? So that's what he explains, that the question needs an answer. It's a genuine question. We some take it for granted. No, so let the second in command do it. No. It was really Moshe Rabbeinu's tafkid to make sure that Klal Yisrael was successful in this melchama. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that the koyach hatfilah, that's what's so important. What we're saying now is Pasha. Why is it Pasha? Because if you read the Parsha, the Parsha of Malach is a Parsha of Tzfilah. It's not a Parsha of Melchama, right? This is what the Torah stresses. Torah says, Sei Lochem, if you look at it from a stylistic perspective, the Pasuk is, Sei Lochem Malach, Mocha Nitzar L'Mesha Gimel. V'yasi, El Yoshu Kasher Omer L'Mesha Li Lochem Malach, L'Mesha Rai Nechor, Olo L'Mesha Gimel. Next, V'hoya Kasher Yerim Boisha Yodim V'Gomer Yisrael, V'Kasher Yeniach Yodim V'Gomer Malach. And the next pasuk is entirely about Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. The next pasuk is Vayachlesh Yeshua Samolek V'Samu L'Fi Charev. Even the phrase Vayachlesh doesn't say Vayirdeif. It doesn't say Vayichvosh. Vayachlesh. So the parsha of Malach is the parsha about tefillah, more so than the parsha of the Melchama. That's the aura number one. V'gam heim yiruaisoi. Poyres kapov hashemayma umarbe besvila klal yisrael. Why? Furthermore, it says Moshe Rabbeinu mocharani anochi nitzom al reisha giva. I'm going to go up to the mountain. So, and the next line, umoyshe arin v'chor olul reisha giva. So the Ramban says that it was important to be al Reish HaGiva. It was important to be in a very visible place that Klal Yisrael should see. Why? See mas einai shall Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to see, and see mas ein, and then that Klal Yisrael should see Moshe Rabbeinu daven. Why? The yiftuchu boy the yosifu oimetz ugvura, because it's important for Klal Yisrael to gain bitochen from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, and then through that bitachon become more courageous. Ube pirkei Rabbi Eliezer oin kol Yisrael yetzu chutz li'olayim. Again, it also was an important perspective of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael goes to Melchama, we're not a fragmented people, but if the soldiers genuinely believe that the koyach hatzvila of anoshim gedolim is going to be helpful to them, So that makes them better soldiers. That's what Ramban is saying. That's the idea. That's the idea. The one fabric of Klal Yisrael, b'shas mulchama. And it's not a question of superstition or gimmicks. It's a genuine. It would be a superstition that might not make them more courageous. That's the teva that Baruch Hu placed. Then it says the following. This is the next piece. I find this very, very remarkable. Ube pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, oid kol Yisrael yotzu chutzi oleim, v'roes Moshe kurei al birka v'in korm al birkeya. The Ramban paints us a beautiful picture. Where was the rest of Klal Yisrael? Yeshua had an army fighting for him. He had the representatives of every shevet. Moshe, Aaron, and Chur were on top of it. What about the rest of the club? What were they doing? They went around the business like a regular day. So what were they doing? They're just sitting by, waiting to get word about what's happening in the Melchama. Where were they? So Pirkei Avos says they watched Moshe Rabbeinu and they took lessons from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the picture we get is Moshe was not standing simply on a rock and holding up his hands all the time. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu koyres birkov. He would daven b'kriya in korin al b'chem. La'niyaz da'iti. This introduces the concept of kriya b'shas tefillah. Noifel pondav arutza v'im noifel al-panei marutza. We do drink tachna. The tefillah sapayim. P raises yodav l'shamayim. The seas combining pours of the day in l'shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was introducing different forms of tefillah, and Klal Yisrael learned. That's what it seems like, because I don't know of an earlier context. That means Klal Yisrael learned different forms of davening when during Melchem HaSabbat. That's what I'm saying. That according to the Ramban's understanding, and I think it's Parshas Apostle. Parshas Amos is a Parshas Tefillah. Next, what do you see next? Kishem Shishliach Tzibur Mispalel Kach Koloinim Acharav. The concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur is introduced during Amol. So that's what happens. An amazing thing. All the major concepts of Tefillah were introduced to us B'Shas Melchem HaSamol. And we know that I've heard, sure you've heard many times, the idea that Amalek, the philosophy of Amalek was happenstance. Ashikorach HaMaderach, right? The philosophy of Amalek was that things were happening b'mikra. So the antidote to a philosophy of mikra is a philosophy of tefillah. But that's why Moshe said the real melchama over here is Reish HaGivra. Next, the imkay yetamu mata lekim biyodi loy maki kasher olal Reish HaGivra v'rosam malay not to yodi b'mata lavi alei amako is debi v'cher v'ovdon. But then that's the following kasher. You read the psukim, so something sticks out. Save lachem amolik mocher anoichi nitzom al reish agiva. Right? What do we add? Umatei olikim biyodi. No. Where does this matter show up again? Next is v'hoyer kasha yorim Moshe yodi v'gomer Yisrael v'Moshe v'idei Moshe kivedim. Right, the Yachlish. What happened to the matter? So you'll tell me it wasn't so important. It was a walking stick. So he wouldn't stress. It wasn't a walking stick. It was matel kim biyodi. So why did the Torah stress it? What was the point? What was supposed to happen with it? So Ramban says that now you understand the pshat. The imkay. Im kein ye itam umat ki bi yodi loimar ki kasher ol al reisha give a rosa molek not to yodoi be mate levi alei mako is debe vechere ve ovdan. So the Ramban says that in this case, when it says that Yorim Moshe Yodai, it means Yorim Moshe Yodai Umateyu. V'roes HaMolek, not to Yodai Bimate, L'hovi Aleim Makas Dever, Kenyan HaNemar B'Yeshua, the Tevach Hidon, Asher B'Yodcha, Eloai Ki B'Yodcha Nena, Ki B'Eise Yoyse Mispalo V'Kapa, Fusa Shishamayim, Lo Yitzvos B'Yodai Dover, V'hoya Kola Inyan Azeh. So he says, he assumes that B'Shas Tzvila, Moshe Rabbeinu was not holding anything. Shalomai, then he lifted it up at one point and then put it down and then davened. So this whole thing was because of the strength of Amalek. So what did the Mata do? So I think what the Ramban is saying is the following. The Mata represented Makos coming from the Ribbono Shel. So Moshe Rabbeinu was demonstrating that he's going to bring about a makkah, but the makkah will come via tefillah. So the makkah that he would bring in Mitzrayim was a makkah that he brought about. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the makkahs in response to the makkah should be yoda, right? The teyis yoda, hakevul amayim. When it comes to Aaron, hakevul offer. So there was some concrete act that took place in this world, and so Kadosh Baruch Hu designed the makkahs. So now the Mata became the symbol of bringing Makos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was demonstrating that the Makos coming from the Koyach HaTzvil. So he went up with a Mata, he held it over Amalek, and then apparently by putting it down and holding his hands up, that demonstrated, I think that's what Ramban means, I think, that demonstrated that in this case, the Koyach HaMata is going to be the Koyach HaTzvil. And then Ramban says, and why were things so different over here? By Mitzrayim, they just had Kriyas Yamsuf. They just were successful against the entire nation of Mitzrayim. So in Mitzrayim, there was Tefillah, Pov Hashem, but we don't see that we stress the Koyach HaTefillah there. So he says, look at this, it's also very interesting. He says, because Amalek was a very powerful nation, and the Jews were very, very big amateurs when it came to battle. Yisrael eina malumde milchoma. They'd never seen real battle. So you had an amazing standoff over here. One of the most powerful nations. It was a nation that never fought anything. They haven't seen battle. Kasher omar peninochim omar reisim milchoma. Right. And furthermore, stress later on, not only had we not seen battle, but we were exhausted. Al kein pochad meyem. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened. So he needed a very, very powerful tefillah. This is a theme that many of the Achronim pick up. The Shas Emes develops this a lot. The Yitochen is possible that Moshe Rabbeinu's pachad was because Amalek was the heir to the bracha of Malchav Chasichia. Ki Amalchama min Amishpocha Azois, he are Rishoyna v'Achronu Yisrael, ki Amalek mizer Esav, u'mimenu boi leidu Amalchama v'ish lagoyim, It's referring back l'chayra to ul'om mul'om yemotz. So the Medrash says that Esav and Yaakov can never be powerful at the same time. It's one or the other. So Moshe Rabbeinu had pacha. Number one, practically he had pacha. Number two, al pi kabbalah he had pacha. He's fighting against the heirs of the bracha, they had a special koyach makadosh baruch hu milchama. So he's on their turf now, right? So Klal Yisrael is not going to be successful. It may not be successful milchama against Alchama Chasichia. It's a bracha milchama. Elamai, that part of the bracha that Esav received and Yaakov received is that it's one or the other. It's a pendulum. So therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he's going to have to be successful with the Koyach HaTfila, right? So there is a contest really on the Yizgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself through the Cherev of Esav and through the Tfilah of Yaakov Avinu. So whose bracha is going to win out? It's a contest of Gilui Shechina. So he says even more so. He says, and our nemesis is Esav. They're the first battle ever fought, and they will be our last battle as well. So he says, V'kash yinutzachu, and when Amalek is defeated, V'yicholesh hu v'amim rabim asher ito, and he and the many nations with him will be weakened, mimena noisha lo'olam, that is, it's from that, I'm not sure, that point, that nakuda, that Klal Yisrael will have eternal salvation. Kasher Omar Balu Mishimar Tzion, Yisrael Sar Esav, Vayisrael Hashem Amalucha. Right, now the pasuk reads so beautifully. Olu Mishimar Tzion, Yisrael Sar Esav, Vayisrael Hashem Amalucha. When the bracha of Yaakov Avinu comes into full realization, so then we have Gilui Shechina, because Baruch Hu's Melucha, V'hinei Kol Asher Esav, Asher Osu Moshe, V'yishui Mohem, V'yishui Neyasu Eliyom, V'shich Ben Yosef, Im Zar, Malkeinis Amitz Moshe V'dov. And then he says, also a very interesting line, of a form of Maisa of Asim Levonim. So in him, he doesn't use the phrase Maisa of Asim Levonim, and many of the people who discuss this, not this line, discuss Maisa Ovos, right, that Maisa Ovos is limited to Mamashli Ovos. It seems the Ramban looks at it in a broader term. But over here you see the concept of a masa avos being koiveya. What's going to be for the... So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that what he does now, that's what's going to be koiveya, what Eliyahu and Mashiach do, bizma imzara. Al-Kainis ametz Moshe v'dover. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu took great initiative. And made a and established a very, very bold and dramatic presentation. So that's what Ramban is saying. So what's the drama? Moshe Daven, let him daven. Koyach Atzvila. So the Koyach Atzvila of Moshe Rabbeinu is greater when he's Megibo. It's greater when he's in his base of Hedrash. Moshe Rabbeinu would write in Sefer, say in Chumash, Yeshua, you fight, I'm going to be davening. Look, so what would we say? So we know Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. So we would figure out Moshe Rabbeinu is tefillah. Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, so the Ramban said, why the big drama about this? Why not on the top of the mountain? Why the hands up? Why Klal Yisrael has to see these things? So the obvious thing is that Klal Yisrael has to see that they have to see Bigilui, that they are successful when Moshe Rabbeinu is actively davening. We're going to see this kapayim. But the Ramban says, but much more is happening. Simas Einash Olam Gadol. Then the success of Klal Yisrael can be a psychological success, greater bitachon, greater courage. Then the Moshe Rabbeinu introducing to Klal Yisrael the different forms of davening, and Moshe Rabbeinu introducing to Klal Yisrael the concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And all of this, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this was the context in which tefillah becomes paramount, because it's the test between the two brachas of Yaakov Avinu. So it's if there is any time when Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we should exercise our koyach tefillah, so it's at a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu said this is the real contest. The Koyach HaCherev is the Koyach HaTzvila. So of course this has to be the context in which there'll be Moshe Rabbeinu introduces to us tefillah. Because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he spelled it out to us. And Moshe Rabbeinu understands that the question of here is how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Megal himself? There is a very important essay that Rav Kook wrote on Melchom. In the first published works of Rav Kook, Zitzal, first published essay were called Orot. What are they called? Oros. I don't think he spoke as far as I did. So the first published one were called Oros. And they were published by Tzvi Yehuda. They were published when Rav Kook was trapped in Europe because of the First World War. Rav Kook went to, in 1914, Rav Kook went to the Knesia Gedola, the Aguda Convention. And it was at the outbreak of the war, I think, it was declared, I believe, at the very beginning of the convention, and he could no longer go back there to Israel. So he spent time in first in Germany, then in Switzerland, then he finally went to England, and then he went back, I think, to Switzerland, and then came back to Eretz Yisrael. So while he was in Switzerland, he had no obligations towards the Tzibur. So he wrote a lot then, and there are various theories as to exactly why Eretz Yehuda pushed his father to publish them. So one theory is because Rav Kook had just lost a daughter, and Rav Kook thought, and Rav Yehuda thought that it was very important for his father's Nechama to be able to write. Another is that when after the war, so the friends and the confidants and the circle of Kook were going to press him to become a Rashi of Yerushalayim. So they wanted to publicize some of his ideas. They chose various things to publicize. It became a flashpoint. The first Sefer of Oros, because there were two items in there which caused a tremendous stir. One was his advocacy of exercise, of physical exercise. So that's a whole parsha of itself. It was misunderstood. But Tzvi Yehuda, when they were going to publish it, Tzvi Yehuda told his father that they shouldn't publish it because he knew that it would be misunderstood. So Rav Kook said to him, "You don't want to publish it because of Yiras Shemayim or Yiras Bosa Vadam." So it's because of Yiras Bosa Vadam, then you can't refrain from publishing it. In the end, it caused a tremendous taram, and that may be why it wasn't republished for many, many years. It wasn't republished after Rav Kook's Patira. But in that collection, he has a piece on Melchama, and it's a very, very important piece because Klal Yisrael refrains from describing our hashkafa of Melchama because no one ever wants to be taken to be, God forbid, a warmonger anyway. But Melchama is a very important part of Klal Yisrael hashkafa. You see from, in fact, you see that the concepts of tefillah are introduced via the concept of Machana Melchama. In any event, it's a long piece, but one of the important points he makes in that essay is that nations define themselves via Melchama. See, this Lamashal, Klal Yisrael, our concern for civilian injuries, that is definitive of Klal Yisrael. One can argue al pidin is correct or not, but it's definitive of the Rachmanis of Klal Yisrael. And Meidach, the cruelty and the degree of depravity of the Sayyidi Yisrael is also exemplified by using children as human shields. A nation becomes defined. America was concerned about Guantanamo. Right? The fact that it created a taram amongst the American people shows that the kind of the nature of the American people, that bothered them. That bothered the whole nation. Right? So that's what Rav Kook was saying. nations become defined by the during wartime. So the so that's what that the Rav Kook did not refer to this, but the kernels of that machshava come back to here in their first battle. So as a people, we're defined. We're defined as a people who are semich and tefillah. Don't take things b'mikra. And meidach, Amalek and Esav is defined as achar v'chasichya. Right? So we come, we'll go weiter. Pasuk Bei is a very important pasuk. It refers that this is the, you'll find, you'll understand the Sias Kapayim from this pasuk. Now let's go to pasuk Tes Zayin. The idea that 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 this was a milchama in which the Gilui Shechina would either take place through tefillah or through al charba chasichya. Right? That's distinct from the approach of mikra. The Koyach HaTfilah, maybe the one works together with the other, but there's two separate ideas. One is that the antidote to a philosophy of Mikras Tfilah. The other is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has that there are two mahalchim in which Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes revealed in this world. If Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through Koyach HaTfilah, then the koyach acherev of Esav is not necessary, and that has a lot to do with the concept of mechias amalek. So the Ramban writes that umimenu noisha la'olam. So that's what you have to understand. What's the point of having to rid the world of amalek? The point is because the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyach HaTfilah, is of such great importance. And apparently that will not happen if there's the Gilui via the Cherev Esav. This Sfas Emes demonstrates this with the first pasuk. Vayomei Amalek Milochem in Yisrael Birfidim. Now what's Birfidim for us? Birfidim for us is the previous parasha. By Yisru b'nei kol adas b'nei Yisro b'midbar sin l'maseyim al pi Hashem v'yachnu b'rfidim v'ein ma'in l'shtos l'om v'yir v'om in Moshe v'yomru t'nol l'onu ma'yim in ishtem. That's part of a pasuk. And the last pasuk is Vayikra Hashem Amokim Masel Meriva Al Meriva B'nei Yisrael V'Al Nasoisim Es Hashem Leimor Hayesh Hashem Berkerbeinu Amoyim. Next pasuk Vayovayam Molek Vayilach Mishol Berfidim. What was characterized freedom? Freedom characterized number one that was Machlokes amongst Klal Yisrael. 1 point Sosemis makes, and the other is it's characterized by Hayesh Hashem Berkerbeinu Amoyim. So when Klal Yisrael has sveikas as to whether Kadosh Baruch Hu was running the show, that Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Amalek so that through our melchama with Amalek, Kadosh Baruch Hu's control will be re-ascertained. How is Kadosh Baruch Hu's control re-ascertained? Primarily through tefillah, more than anything else. Nisim, right? Nisim is one way. But a nace that comes in response to tefillah is a still a much more powerful way of ascertaining Kadosh Baruch Hu's control. Next. Tezai. So the end of the parsha is that Vayomer Moshe Mizbeach Vayikra Shemoy Hashem Nisi Vayomer Ki Yodal Kase Ka Milchama LaShem Bamolik Midor Dor Yodish LaKadosh Baruch Hu Hur Mali Shava VeKisri LiYoslim Milchama Eva Bamolik Elomis Umau Kase LaNever Kisei VeAf Hashem Nechuk LaChetzioi So again, what we can understand of this is when we talk about complete name, complete kisei, so Lanias Daiti, on some level, I'm sure there's a lot more to discuss, but on some level it means the Gilui Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the way that he's felt in this world. So that's what he meant a moment ago. A Neis makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu very powerful, shows Kadosh Baruch Hu's control. But a Neis Ayinei Tefillah makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu much more part of this world. In our terms, a Neis Ayinei Tefillah means that we see Kadosh Baruch Hu responding to us. It shows that we have a greater control in this world. That's the Chaim Volozh in the very beginning of Nesh V'Chayim. That we have control in the world over Zechuyas and over Tefillah. So then if it enhances the Koyach HaTefillah, so that makes the Kadosh Baruch Hu again much more part of our minds and our thoughts of what's going on. So that's all part of Melchamel Hashem Molek Dor Dor. Again, if you take the whole approach of Mikra versus Tefillah, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, there'll always be a Melcham in this world for the minds of people, whether the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control, whether the Kadosh Baruch Hu is responsive, and that's an ongoing battle Ad Yemos HaMashiach. If you look at it a little bit differently, would the Gili Yishchina of the Kadosh Baruch Hu take place through Klal Yisrael, through Koyach HaTefillah, or will it take place through Melchamas? So that's what does that mean? I think it might mean if we interpret along the lines of Rav Kook's essay, that Melchama becomes a definitive part of nations. It means that there'll be various hashkafas and ideas that will always come up in the world. And we will be embattled against many of those hashkafas, if not all of them. Because for us, the Gili Hashchina, I don't mean we'll be embattled in terms of hashkafas, the battle of where will there be greater Gili Hashchina? Will there be greater Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will there be greater Hiskarvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So how will we find that? So that's Melchama Shem Dor V'Dor. It can be through Melchama. That means it can be through the various nations defining and becoming impassioned by certain ideas, and when they dedicate themselves, because that's what a Melchama is, right? Again, as a mashal for a Melchama defining a people, a civil war, an amazing thing. To me, it's a mind-boggling idea that people, that human beings went to one of the most savage battles of the world history for ideals. It's a fantastic concept. And to a great extent, the American Revolution is like that, to a great extent. And that's what defines people. But now, those ideas and ideals are also a form of Gilui Shechina. Only in Tzelem Elokim can have a massive form of Mesiras Nefesh, in remarkable terms, for machshavas, for hashkafas, right? To give up your life in such a way and become passionate about something ad kedei kach that you can justify giving up life for anything but saving your own life. Right? To a great extent, the same thing with a melchama for Eretz Yisrael, a melchama for land. That defines a people. Only a tzelem, that's a gilui shechina. Only a tzelem elokim can say, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have this land, this is where we'll flourish. You have the concept of nation, of nationality. So So when we say that the koyach hamelchama al chamuch hasichin versus koyach hatfila, and Ramban says that different ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu be magal himself. So every b'chol dor v'dor there's a battle. What will lead to greater hiskarmus of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Put it into less rigorous terms. What will lead to greater spirituality? What will lead to greater excuse the term ennobling of but it's correct. I'm using it correctly. Of people and of the human race, right? Of society, right? So what's going to sharpen the nobility of people? So the pursuit of people, is it the koyach hatfila or is the melchama mashem dor v'dor? Right. So it doesn't mean that people are battling for bad things. But it doesn't mean that there are battles like that. But it means. Where will there be a greater Gilui Shechina? So Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us the ability to have a Gilui Shechina which comes through Koyach HaTfila, through the direct involvement of Koyach Shechina. So Ramban goes on to say, Loshin Rashi is a Medrash Shachamim. V'yesh Meforshim כי כאשר תהיה יען על כיסא ה' תהיה מלחמה להשם במלך וכן תהיה מדור לדור ועניין כי כאשר יהיה מלך בישראל יישר על כיסא ה' ילך עם המלך ורמז לשאול another pshat in this phrase is כי יען על כיסא כל when we will have control when we will have a מלך בישראל then there'll be another מלחמה במלך ועל דרך הפשט נוחינו ויעל דרך האמס כי היד אשר על כיסא כה והיא מלחמה להשם הווי במלך מדור דור כי מידס הדין של מעלו תהיה בוי למחויסי לעולם מדור דור ועומד שחמם בשם המלך בכיסא שלם ירמוז לזה All right, leave that for another time. Now it comes to a very, very important concept that the Ramban introduces. V'tama onesh What bothers everybody when it comes to Molech is why does it have to be eradicated? L'chor, they had a battle. For whatever reason whatever problem you find with the Molech, the Torah says, but they have to be eradicated. Right? That Mitzrayim were Meshabed, so we understand that much better. It's hard for us to understand the eradication of a Molech. Right? If somebody would say that the Nazis should be eradicated, we can easy for us to make up. Mussolini, so we can understand these things. That we understand. People who have taken vengeance against the human race, right? And so we understand that. We can understand the eradication of such a form of evil. And that's why so many people like the idea that a Molech is beholder of a door, and a Molech is a morphs into different nations, and a Molech is the worst evil that's around. What it really is expressing, more so than Pshat, it's expressing our discomfort with the idea of eradicating a nation that we cannot associate with the heinous and irreparable evil, right? So Ramban says the following: Atam onish shenenesh amolik yosim mikolo amim bavur, ki kolo amim shamu v'yergozim. Shikolo amim shamu. Shamu amim v'yergozim. Chil lachaz yoshvei pleshes pleshes eder umoyev yoshvei k'tan umoyev b'mnei pachar Hashem u'mehadar ge'oynoi v'amolik bo mimercha k'mizgaber al Hashem. ולכך אמר בו ולא יורי לקים ועוד כי הוא נין עשם וקורב לנו אוי ומסעבר על ריב לוי לוי says the Ramban says two possibilities. The second possibility is that Amalek introduces into the world the concept of war for no personal gain. Misaber al rim loy loy. He had nothing to be afraid of. Amalek was not going to be touched by us. He was mishpacha. And yet, if you would have asked us, we would have told him, be assured, you have Har Seir, we're not coming to take you. So to deduce of the world, the concept of battle, Voshalma Dara Daima, those who deduce of the world the concept of terrorism, they changed the world. Right? So to say that we should eradicate people who introduce terrorism to the world, we can understand that. Introduced a whole new form of battle. If you tell the people we have to be after those who introduced the concept of war. So that's not quite the concept of war to defend yourself, to defend your territory. The concept of war, which is defining of people, so that apparently there's a place in the world. It's hard for us to express it, but there's a place in the world for it. Anyways, the Mashiach. But the concept of this Abba Veriv Leiloi, to fight, the concept of being a mercenary, to give your life as part of a business, and this certainly. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Those who introduced war into the world should be eradicated. Right? Those who introduced the eradication of Tzelem Elokim, that's Kiyan al Keska. The reduction of Tzelem Elokim is a reduction of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every Tzelem Elokim is a Gilui Shechina, and it's the reduction of Gilui Shechina. So that's one idea which the Rambam is saying. That I think we can understand. And then he says that in the context of Kriyas Yamshev and Eftan Sen Amolek, Amolek came at a time when the nations of the world were Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time which has never been repeated. We came closest to it once in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and it is a historic moment that will be repeated B'mayis HaMashiach. That the entire world, civilized world as we know it, recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, when you read the end of the Shira, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Shamu Amim Yirgozim, Chil Achaz Yeshiv Loshes." So he's not. Ramban is saying Moshe Rabbeinu is not waxing dramatic about how powerful and how people were. Moshe Rabbeinu is describing Yemayis HaMashiach. After Kriyas Yamshel, there was Yemayis HaMashiach. Every nation was concerned about the Ribbono Shel Olam. They all took him seriously. Right? Klal Yisrael, being the people through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be Megal himself, was fact. Amalek took that up. Amalek spoiled the moment of Mashiach. He was a Mashiach spoiled. That's what Ramban says. But Amalek bomi mercha kimizgamer l'Hashem. When the Medrash says that it's kimitzan in a hot pot, it's not to be reduced. What the Medrash is pointing out is that this unraveled the concept of fighting Klal Yisrael unraveled Yemayis HaMashiach. Because as long as once there is a nation that tempts the concept of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu being overpowering, and the concept of a nation being chosen to be Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world, so that is that no one wants to accept that. That reduces every nation of the world. It minimizes the aspiration of every nation in the world. But they had to accept it. They had no choice. It was Kriyas Yamsu. So Amalek was the nation that unraveled the fact that they took on Klal Yisrael, the fact that there were moments of weakness. We ultimately were successful. But that's not what made an impression for people. What made an impression for people is that there were moments of weakness. What made an impression is, all right, because everybody wants to believe that. Everyone wants to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not in control. That everybody has a place. That's the concept of Milchama. A Milchama, as Rav Kook was pointing out, Milchama being a defining moment of every nation means that Milchama, in its concept, gives a place to every nation in the world. Conceptual Milchama. Right? So, the battle between Amalek and Klal Yisrael was a battle. Are there great aspirations for all the nations of the world? Are there great aspirations for every nation in the world's philosophy? So after Kriyas Yamsu, the answer was no. was the Moshe Mashiach. Aspirations are to connect with godliness and to connect to Klal Yisrael. And that l'chayra is what the Nevuah of Yeshaya Navi is. Yeshaya Navi says that what's the pasuk? Loi loi cherev loyim v'chomcha. Right. Loi cherev loyim v'chomcha. That's what it means. It means peace, and it means lack of warfare, and it means lack of bloodshed. Right. But if what we're saying is correct, if Cook develops is correct, so it means it's the reduction of all different philosophies and aspirations of the world. Why? They're not being reduced. They're being reduced as alternatives to Dveikus Makadosh Baruch Hu. They're being reduced to forms of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really being magnified, right? So that's according to Ramban, that's the great evil of Amalek. Is number one, in introduction of warfare for no greater purpose, and the introduction of and really the destruction of at the moment of Mashiach. Now, for people to appreciate the evil of Amalek, so it has to be fully committed to Gilui Shechina. Oyevei Hashem Sinuro. And when we, as human beings, have difficulty ascribing and accepting the idea of eradicating a nation, it's because we have difficulty appreciating the vastness of the importance of Gilui Shechina. we have difficulty appreciating the absolute importance of Gilui Shechina through Klal Yisrael. Because if we would appreciate the vastness of that of what that is, then we could live with the idea of eradicating that which gets in the way. To some extent, if we understand the line of the Ramban, it means men who know Shel Olam, that without, as long as Amalek's on the scene, then Klal Yisrael will not have its due recognition. Removing Amalek is part of Klal Yisrael's Geula. So, to some extent, we should appreciate that. That should allow us to understand what it means to have to eradicate a nation. But it's tied up with appreciating the greatness of what can happen when there's no Amalek. And that's the many of these themes come through very strongly in the Megillah. In the very end of the Megillah, so it says, it refers to the Megillah as Divrei Tzoyim V'Zaakosam. Which is a strange thing, but what Esther was pointing out to us is that we have to see in the Megillah one of the major themes is the Korach HaTefillah. That Esther doesn't move till she's accompanied by the Korach HaTefillah, the Korach HaTefillah of Tzibur, right? And that's the purpose of Tainus Esther, to make sure that we understand and highlight within Purim the Koyach HaTefillah, and the idea of Divrei Tzoyim V'Zaakosam, it is the Koyach HaTefillah, but when you see it in light of the Parsha of Zohar, it's much more than that. It's the Gilui HaShechina through the Koyach HaTefillah. Good.